Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you so much for calling in to the Tip of the Day. This is EMVP Linda Parker. We have a special guest with us today, MVP Val Gunther, EMVP Val Gunther. She was a MVP trip winner this year. Her business is exploding, and she always has such great tips. So, Val, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Linda. I love this time of year, and I'm just so excited to see what you are truly capable of making happen, and that's what my tip of the day is. It's understand what you're really capable of. You guys, we all have an amazing amount of energy given to us every single morning, and you can use it to feed your fear and excuses, or you can get past that and use it to accomplish great things. And I just have one question for you. What do you choose? I just have a few quick tips here that will help you to make it your biggest and best month and season and quarter ever. And so number one, I want you to know that just when you feel like giving up and that you can't possibly do anymore, when you feel like, it's the end, I've done it all, you actually have barely scratched the surface, and that's the time to kick it into high gear. I think about this. I mean, that is when races are won in this world. It's when things really happen, when everybody else is slowing down and calling it quits and getting next month's itis. That's when you say, no, this is time to tap into that energy that I haven't even tapped into and use some of those amazing ideas and make it happen. The second thing is, you know, life's biggest limits and your biggest obstacles and limits in Arbonne are the ones you make in your mind. The other obstacles and limits are not a reality. I mean, what you need to do to clear your mind of your excuses and allow room for your hopes and your goals and your dreams. You don't have room for both in your mind. And if you let your why fuel you, you'll make more room for those dreams and hopes, and then you will do these things and make it happen. So number three is don't be a victim. I want you to think positive. Life is good, and so many people miss the silver lining because they're expecting pure gold, okay? I mean, I've read this somewhere where it's just, you know, positive thinking isn't about expecting the best to always happen. Yes, you want to expect things, good things, but it's accepting that whatever happens is the best for you in that moment. It's making you stronger, and you have to keep smiling through it and stay consistent with your presentations and your parties and your activity and your calendar and your phone calls no matter what. When it doesn't feel good to pick up the phone and call another person, that's when you tap into energy. And trust me, sometime, someday, life will get tired of, quote-unquote, upsetting you, and you will overcome it. Number four, what others do is out of your control. You, capital Y-O-U, you have to make it happen. You guys, you own your dreams and your whys and your goals. People are going to let you down. They're going to cancel parties. They're going to say no. They're going to do all those things that happen, but you have to plan for it in a positive way and have that little bit of healthy fear and say, you know, I realize that I can't control what other people do. I can control myself and my calendar and my daily agenda. Like Linda always says, it's the little dailies. So how you plan for it is you overschedule, you overbook, and you add some of those ideas with icing on the cake just in case something reschedules. Number five, we are not made to live in a comfort zone. If you want something bad enough, you have to stretch yourself. I just finished a workout with a personal trainer, and I'm telling you, just when I think I can't do more, he cranks it up and he says, now you need to do this, just when I think the workout is over. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I don't have energy left in me. But I do it and I pull that energy out from somewhere. When you are stretching yourself and you don't feel comfortable, that's when the good stuff happens. It may not feel comfortable right now to say, oh my goodness, there's a few days left in the month. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to make some calls. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to drop some baskets off at a local place that I do business with and have some tester samples in it. I'm going to send out some emails and make some phone calls and do some of my own Black Friday sales. I'm going to have an open house last minute. I'm going to call in a few favors from friends and see if we can have a one-on-one and they can bring one friend along. And you know what? It becomes a mini presentation. I'm going to have three in one day. I'm going to schedule some back-to-back coffee hour appointments. Whatever. I mean, you're giving so many ideas. And you have to do those things that don't feel so great, that stretch yourself. Of course it's comfortable to say, you know what, I'm going to wait until next month, or I'm going to wait until the first of the year and give it a big bang. That's not the best thing for you. The best thing for you is to stretch yourself and to do the things it takes today, right now, right after you get off this call. Number six is don't give chance a chance. I know that sounds weird, but what I mean is you can't live your life at the mercy of chance. You can't just, you know, pick a roadmap and mark out the places in the map that give you fear and make you, you know, gosh, I don't know what this is going to be like. What if something bad happens there? No, because then you're going to remain trapped endlessly in the same state of being comfortable. You can't just say, well, if it happens, it happens, and give chance your life. You have to say, no, you know what, this is the destination I want to get to, and along the way, there's going to be uncomfortable stops. There's going to be places I'm fearful of. There's going to be some bumps and some no's, but I'm going to stand up, look myself in the mirror, and say, no, okay and comfortable is not good enough for me. My whys are more important, and I will do those things while other people are sleeping in and eating leftover turkey and sitting on the couch watching reruns and episodes and different things that they record. I'm going to be making calls, and I'm going to have a disgustingly sickening work ethic for a little while. I'm going to do that burst of energy so I can get my dreams and goals, and nobody's going to talk me into it but myself. Number 7, and the most important thing, is your success depends on what you do right now, not tomorrow, not next month. It's when you hang up this phone. You will be tempted to say, okay, let me do it after I get my to-do list done. I really need to go, you know, pick up a few more groceries, and I need to go clean the toilets real quick. No. What you need to do, and again, I am not preaching to you or not being the boss. I'm giving you the tip of the day. This is what I do with myself. I'm no better. None of the MVPs or MVPs are no better than a brand new consultant in Arbonne. We're all the same. It depends on what you do when you don't feel like doing it. You have to challenge yourself to follow through. When you say, I want this, I need this, follow through with that. Live what you preach. Walk your talk. Don't worry about how slowly that you feel like you're heading towards your goals. Don't worry. You can make it happen. Don't worry about how many roadblocks you find or how many detours you're forced to take. As long as you keep doing the right thing. You guys, we have been talking about, you know, consistently doing the right thing and giving it enough time. You have to do those three things. What is the right thing? It's booking presentations. It's getting in front of people. It's making phone calls. It's doing all those ideas and tips that have been emailed out to you and on the calls and all those things you can see on the website. I mean, it's doing the right things. And as long as you keep doing that, you're recruiting far ahead of everyone else who's too scared to even try. Don't sell yourself short. I mean, what are some things you can do right now? Like I already mentioned in the call, you can pick up the phone and call a few friends. And this is just a simple tip and say, hey, you know what? I know this sounds crazy, but I was wondering if I sweeten the pot a little bit, if you would mind having a few people together in the next couple days here. I know there's a lot of family in town, and so it would be a great time. Or, you know, whatever you want to throw in there. And let them know that you would love to get that help just this one time. And have them, you know, sweeten the pot, say, you know what, I will bring the snacks. I will double the hostess rewards. As a matter of fact, I know that you've been eyeing the CC cream or protein shake, and I'm going to throw that in for you. But I'm going to be honest, it would really mean the world to me. I am working towards a goal here, and I'm not going to stop until it happens. And you know what, you guys, if they tell you no, ask them if they know somebody. Say, you know, it's okay. Do you know somebody who would do me a favor and just give me an hour of their time so that I can reach these goals and they get some free products? A lot of times they'll say, oh, my goodness, I will do it. Or they will actually, you know, give you a referral. I have an area manager on my team from somebody who did that. So, you know, you've got to make it happen by actually, I know that sounds simple, but it's just picking up the phone and making a few phone calls and getting past your fear. What if you call somebody that you just met at the gym or at school or at the bank or at work or church or in your neighborhood and you say, hey, I don't know if you remember me. You know, you've been on my mind lately, and I don't know if you know that I have a business called Arbonne, and basically I pamper people for a living. And I'm looking to meet a few new people, and I'll be honest, I know you don't know me well, but you seem like such a friendly person. I thought of you. And I wondered if I could come and pamper you and a couple friends with like an hour just to show you some of my products and here's what we're going to do and give them a little lowdown and say, you know, this is what we do and you're going to get some free products for helping me out. And it would just mean the world to me. I didn't know if you had any time, you know, just an hour or so between now and Sunday. What do you say? you really have to make it casual and just make those phone calls. So again, Linda, I know that these tips may seem easy, but I think that our biggest enemy is ourselves. I feel like sometimes, and I'm talking to myself here, I talk myself out of things that are a little uncomfortable because that's human nature to say next month. You know, MVP, RVP, those are just titles. Success happens when you push past fears, obstacles, no's, excuses, laziness, and you say, no, I'm worth it. My whys are worth it. I deserve it, and I can do this. I can tap into that energy that I didn't even know was there, and I'm going to get beyond it, and I'm going to call people when I think I'm out of people and I'm out of energy. I'm going to really think hard, and I'm going to find it from somewhere, and I will make that activity happen. I had to get together at my house around Christmas time. It was, you know, end of November, beginning of December, my first year in Arbonne, and I called everybody who told me no, and I said, okay, you won't have one for me. Will you come to my house for an hour? I got together all those little naysayers who wouldn't have a party for me, and I made these little grab bags, and all I did was go to Walmart. Hey, I was a struggling school teacher. I didn't have a lot of money, didn't have a lot of time. I know. I went to Walmart, and I got some chocolate cocoa packs, a mug, some candy canes, and I used some Arbonne, you know, little put one little product in each thing, decorated the bags up kind of cute with curling ribbon. Didn't cost much at all, and I did you not, I got 6 parties booked that day. I spoke from my heart. I told them they'd get a grab bag, that they'd get a great discount. If they would book me a show, all 6 of them booked in December. That is just one idea. Tap into your resources, you guys. Tap into it because you can make it happen, and you are worth it. Thank you so much, Linda.
Oh, Val, that's awesome. You know, it's exactly what you said. Those things are easy to do, and they're easy not to do. So one thing I love about busy times of year is busy people get things done because they work in those nooks and crannies. So, Val, thank you so much. And everyone listening, don't forget to make someone's day. Thank you.